the beginning of September, the 18 full-time members of the Pacific Islands Forum, from Australia and New Zealand to Fiji, Kiribati, and Papua New Guinea, will gather on the tiny atoll of Nauru. This intergovernmental organization facilitates closer regional cooperation and raises awareness of common concerns, such as climate change and rising sea levels. Usually its annual meeting passes by without much global media attention. However, this time around, the 49th edition is already making waves, as a controversial Australian detention center based on Nauru provides plenty of material for international headline writers.
For asylum seekers and refugees on Nauru, Australia is, for now, both their elusive preferred home and a dirty word.
Her baby was born in Australia, but now she and her one-year-old face being deported back to Nauru.
New report on the treatment of asylum seekers, especially children, at Australia's offshore detention centre on the Pacific island of Nauru.
Nauru's the current president of PIF. With some 10,000 inhabitants, compared to Australia's population of over 24 million, it is the smallest of the small island nations, a tiny speck in the vast Pacific Ocean. As a result, the logistical feat of bringing every head of state together for a few days each year is an achievement in itself. Some of the member countries, such as the Cook Islands, are so cut off that their political leaders have in previous years hitched a ride aboard New Zealand's official government aeroplane. Wellington and Canberra are the two big boys in the 18-member group. The prime ministers of both countries tend to fly in late, write a few checks, and then fly out again. They bring their own press corps with them, and they hold their own press conferences, generally operating outside of the forum's official secretariat, and to the exclusion of a trusty band of island-based media who attend every year. The forum is the biggest event of the year for these journalists and broadcasters, although poor transport links between the islands mean that getting to the event can be tricky. When I attended the 47th version of the forum for Monocle 2 years ago, some Tahitian journalists had to travel to Ponape in the Federated States of Micronesia via Japan, a crazy V-shaped transfer that's worth looking up on the map. This year, however, the forum has become even harder to cover. The host country, Nauru, has capped the number of press members able to cover the forum at 30, even going as far as to prevent Australia's national broadcaster, ABC, from attending. Nauru claims it cannot accommodate any more journalists on its tiny atoll. And there is certainly some truth to that. Even the larger island of Ponape had to commandeer private homes 2 years ago just to house the temporary influx. But there is far more to this media blockade than a lack of comfy beds and a shortage of fresh linen. Nauru is also home to a detention facility that houses asylum seekers that have been turned back after trying to reach the land down under by boat. And not surprisingly, the government in Canberra goes to some lengths to suppress media coverage of a facility that's been dubbed Australia's Guantanamo. One single-entry journalism visa to visit Nauru usually costs more than 5,000 euros. And this astronomical fee is payable even if a visa application ends up being rejected. But since Nauru agreed to remove this financial restriction for the duration of the Pacific Islands Forum, the cap on overseas journalists can be seen as another way of limiting the mass influx of foreign correspondents that would otherwise have descended on the island, especially from Australia. This attempt at media censorship, coming at a time when immigration is such a hot topic in the likes of the US and Europe, is guaranteed to provide closer coverage of this year's Pacific Islands Forum. Human rights activists will be hoping that Australia will be shamed into finally shuttering its detention centre. As for the islands themselves, they all hope that the global media spotlight also shines on the issue of rising sea levels that places them at risk of disappearing under the water by the end of this century.
For Monocle in Hong Kong, I'm James Chambers.